MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Eugene Boysen, CEO of 4AX, but they will be rebranding to Cape Town Stock Exchange at the end of this month. Eugene, appreciate the early morning time. The rebranding, I mean, you really are trying to position the exchange in Cape Town, a sort of, there's some folks refer to it as the Silicon Cape. We've got a fair bit of activity down there. And therefore, I'm imagining part of that is to sort of attract new listings and more exciting sort of a Cape base, I imagine.
That's right. The Cape Town Stock Exchange is for small and medium-sized businesses. We're trying to focus on that segment in 100 million to 2 billion market capitalization. And the rebranding is really about getting better brand recognition for 4AX. I think all the new stock exchanges launched with an Alt-X, A2X, RX, 4AX, everyone had an X in their name. The X factor, I think, is more about naming ourselves after the mother city and leveraging the recognition of the city we're in.
Yeah, I mean, you did make the comment in the press release. I saw that actually most exchanges around the world do actually have a name in their, or a city in their name. Some have got a country. I'm thinking the ASX, Australian Stock Exchange. And you say you're aiming at the sort of 100 million to 2 billion, sort of the small mid-cap sort of space traditionally. Equity and debt, because you've also, as I understand, got a debt listing license.
That's correct. So we're the only other exchange with both the equity and a debt listing license, and we're looking to launch our debt marketplace in the first week in October, have our first listing coming on board in that space. We also have our first another equity listing that will happen on our launch date on the 30th of September.
Okay, so you've already got that pipeline, because my next question is you know, what's going to drive this? The rebranding will get some folks to sit up and have a look, but you know, what's going to drive the increase in listings to the new Cape Town Stock Exchange?
So we've had a fairly healthy pipeline developing over the last 6 months, and the Cape Town Stock Exchange move is just the last domino in terms of us realizing and recognizing that pipeline. That pipeline's both healthy from an equity perspective and from a debt perspective, and we've got several underlying corporates already committed to the exchange.
And you're focusing here on primary listings. I mean, some of the exchanges have gone for sort of the dual listing, I imagine you would take a dual listing, but your focus is going to be primary listings.
That's correct. We work closely with all of our listed companies, not just the big guys. We believe in having good relationships. And we built a streamlined process for listing small to mid-sized corporates. So our focus area is primary listings. Mm-hmm. We believe we've got the underlying technology as well to handhold those same corporates post-listing through all their governance, transparency, managing shareholders, virtual AGMs. So to relieve the burden on issuers, not just from the listing process, but also the post-listing process.
Okay, because I was also wondering about that. And then I'm imagining, I mean, you know, you come in as a new exchange, you're going to be not virtual, you're electronic. You know, it makes it a lot simpler. You talk around virtual AGMs and the like. Is it cheaper for a company or cheapish so that they can manage the cost? Because a lot of the smaller companies complain around listing fees.
Our technology is in-house and cloud-based. It makes both listing and trading cheaper, faster, and secure. And it's on that basis that we're able to recognize quite a high degree of operational gearing, but mm-hmm. also pass those costs on to our listed companies.
What about more brokers? I mean, that's one of the issues. I mean, my broker, and I've got a traditional old-school broker, they don't offer me access. How are you going to solve that sort of final part of the loop to make it easier for the listeners out there to get involved?
So you hit the nail on the head. When we started the exchange, we started with just a single broker. Mm-hmm. We launched the open market on the 23rd of August, and we're now able to integrate with any broker in the South African context.
Are you having conversations with the more traditional brokers to get them on?
Yes, we're having conversations with numerous of them, and we'll have an additional 3 brokers by the time the Cape Town Stock Exchange launches.
Okay, excellent. And that is, as you say, end of the month, we'll have an old exchange, but rebranding as a new exchange, Cape Town Stock Exchange, aiming at those 100 million to 2 billion. So a nice space there. Eugene Boysen, CEO, appreciate your time this morning. The show is brought to you by StanLib. visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.